जय राधा माधवा कुंजा बिहारी गोपी जन वल्लभा गिरिवर धारी
भागवतम की जय नरोत्तम दास ठाकुर की ऑल ग्लोरीज टू द असेंबल्ड डिवोटीज ऑल ग्लोरीज टू द असेंबल्ड डिवोटीज ऑल ग्लोरीज टू द असेंबल्ड डिवोटीज ऑल ग्लोरीज टू श्री श्री गुरु एंड गौरांगा ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
सो दिस मॉर्निंग वी आर रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम फर्स्ट कैंटो चैप्टर 19 वर्स नंबर 22 and 23. No, am I correct?
Yes.
Yeah? Okay. So we'll just do number 23 responsibly. No. Okay, we can, we're doing 22 and 23, yeah. So yeah, we can do this together. Ashutya tadrishi. Okay, how does this go? Is that what it is? Okay. Let's do it together. Ashutyata vrishi ganavacha parikshit samam madhuchud guru chavyantam abhashatrayam abhinandya yuktam shushushmanascharitani vishno. Translation. All that was spoken by the great sages was very sweet to hear, full of meaning and appropriately presented as perfectly true. So after hearing them, Maharaj Parikshit, desiring to hear of the activities of Lord Shri Krishna, the personality of Godhead, congratulated the great sages. Text 23. Samagata sarvata eva sarve. Veda yatha murti dharasti prishthe. Nehata namutra chak kashchanartha. Vite paranugraham atma shilam. Samagata sarvata eva sarve. Veda yatha murti dharasti prishthe. Nehata namutra cha kashchanartha. Rite paranugraham atma shilam. Please chant. Samagata sarvata eva sarve. Veda yatha murti dharastri prishthe. Nehata namutra cha kashtanatha. Nehata namutra cha kashtanartha. Rite paranugraham atma shilam. Samagata sarvata eva sarve. Nehata namutra cha kashchanatha. Vipe paranugraham atma shiram. One more, ladies. Samagata sarvata eva sarve. Veda yatha murti dharastri prishthe. Nehata namutra cha kashchanatha. Vite paranugraham atma shilam. Thank you. Word to word. Samagataha. Assembled. Sarvataha. From all directions. Eva. Certainly. Survey. All of you. Veda. Supreme knowledge. Yatha. As. Murti Dhara. Personified. Tri Prishthe. On the planet of Brahma. Which is situated above the three planetary systems. Namely the upper, intermediate, and lower worlds. Na. Not. Iha. In this world. Atha. Thereafter. Na. Nor. Amutra. In the other world. Cha. Also. Kashchana. Any other. Artha. Interest. Rite. Save and accept. Para. Others. Anugraham. Doing good to. Atma Shilam. Own nature. Translation Prabhupada by Srila Prabhupada. The king said, O great sages, you have all very kindly assembled here, having come from all parts of the universe. You are all as good as supreme knowledge personified, who resides in the planet above the three worlds, Satyaloka. Consequently, you are naturally inclined to do good to others, and but for this, you have no interest either in this life or in the next. Purport. Six kinds of opulences, namely wealth, strength, fame, beauty, knowledge, and renunciation, are all originally the different attributes pertaining to the Absolute Personality of Godhead. The living beings who are part and parcel entities of the Supreme Being have all these attributes partially, up to the full strength of 78%. In the material world, these attributes, up to 78% of the Lord's attributes, are covered by the material energy, as the sun is covered by cloud. The covered strength of the sun is very dim compared to the original glare. And similarly, the original color of the living beings with such attributes becomes almost extinct. There are three planetary systems, namely the lower worlds, the intermediate worlds, and the upper worlds. The human beings on Earth are situated at the beginning of the intermediate worlds. But living beings like Brahma and his contemporaries live in the upper worlds, of which the topmost is Satyaloka. In Satyaloka, the inhabitants are fully cognizant of Vedic wisdom, and thus the mystic cloud of material energy is cleared. Therefore, they are known as the Vedas personified. Such persons, being fully aware of knowledge both mundane and transcendental, have no interest either the mundane or transcendental worlds. They are practically desireless devotees. In the mundane world, they have nothing to achieve, and in the transcendental world, they are full in themselves. Prabhupada is talking about Lord Brahma here, living beings like Brahma and others. Anyway, and then why do they come to the mundane world? They descend on different planets as messiahs. Pushkar Prabhu was talking about that yesterday, the Prabhupada said in the purport. So here in this purport, they descend on different planets as messiahs by the order of the Lord to deliver the fallen souls. On the earth, they come down and do good to the people of the world, and in different circumstances, under different climatic influences. They have nothing to do in this world save and except reclaim the fallen souls rotting in the material existence, diluted by material energy. That's what we're doing. We're rotting in the material world.
Nama Om Shri Padaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhaktivedanta Swami Niti Namne Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pacharane Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Desha Tarane Vancha Kalpata Vibhascha Kripa Sindhu Bhi Vacha Patita Nam Pavane Bhyo Vaishnave Bhyo Namo Namaha.
So this is a perfect verse for Narottam Das Thakur's appearance day, talking about here, Parikshit Maharaj is glorifying the sages, for they have come here, and Prabhupada in the purport is saying that they have no other, they have nothing to do in this world save and except reclaiming the fallen souls rotting in material existence. So Srila Narottam Das Thakur, his position is a very unique position. If you think about it, at least I haven't heard anybody's name-giving ceremony done before they were even born. Normally in India, after they're born, it takes them quite some days to even give them the name. And here, Lord Chaitanya personally gives name to this Acharya, Narottam, before he was even born. I like to read this story that is given in this book, Prarthana. Just a short little writing here. In Narottam Vilas, compiled by Sri Narahari Thakur, it is narrated as follows. One day, while Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was dancing with his associates during Sankirtan, he suddenly looked in the direction of Sri Kethuri. Village. A peculiar look appeared on his face, tears swelled in his eyes, and he cried out the name, Narottam, Narottam, again and again. The ocean of mercy, Nityananda Rai shouted in joy, and Haridas Vakeshwara and others were inexplicably filled with happiness. Witnessing the unusual behavior of the Lord, the devotees began talking amongst themselves. Prabhu is repeatedly calling out the name of someone called Narottam. It seems that this Narottam is extremely dear to the Lord. Perhaps he's about to take birth soon. Oh, who is that fortunate man who will have such a son? The woman who bears him within her womb is the most fortunate lady in the world. So we hear that this is what happened while Lord Chaitanya was there, that he was calling out, and then Mahaprabhu then went to the Padmavati River, to the place known as Kutubpur, where he bathed and sang and danced in ecstasy. And then he called out to the river, Oh Padmavati, take my love and keep it there, here. When Narottam comes and bathes here, give it to him. And so Padmavati said, the river Padmavati, when she came, and she said, how would I know who is Narottam? And then Lord Chaitanya said, just like when I came in and the water of the river overflowed, so similarly, when this boy Narottam will come, and when he will take a bath, then the water will overflow. So the place where Mahaprabhu placed Prema for Narottam's sake was later given the name Prema Tali. And then when Narottam was 12 years old, he had a dream in which Nityananda Prabhu told him to bathe in the Padmavati and take the Prema which had been stored for him. He went the next day to the Padma, and as soon as he put his foot in the water, the river started to overflow. Padmavati then remembered Mahaprabhu's word and gave Narottam the prem which he had been safeguarding for him. So today's class is going to be about this prema. Everybody wants to hear about prema? Yeah? Yeah. So we're going to hear about Narottam Das' unique position. Certainly, his position is very unique. We know Lord Chaitanya, he had asked the Goswamis to write books on the philosophy and on the rasa, tattva, rasa, both. And he had asked the Goswamis to excavate the places in Vrindavan of Lord Krishna's pastimes and to build temples. So this was what the Goswamis did. However, Narottam's unique position is that Mahaprabhu deposited his own love for Narottam. The love, the prema that he had in his heart, Lord Chaitanya deposited for Narottam, who was not even born yet. So you can see his position is so unique. Now, when you think about, at least in my mind, what does that mean that he deposited the prema for Narottam Das Thakur? What does that mean, like he deposited? I'm sure there are many ways that we can understand that. In my mind, how when I was meditating on that, I thought, okay, how is prema manifested? How did Lord Chaitanya manifest his prema? And to see how Narottam Das Thakur manifested that prema, then we'll understand what is that prema, that understanding what does it mean that Lord Chaitanya deposited that prema for Narottam. Krishnadas Kaviraj in Chaitanya Charitamrita, he tells us reasons why Lord Chaitanya appeared. He mentions external reasons and internal reasons. So the external reasons that he mentioned, they're few, but basically the reasons that, let's concentrate on the external reason first. The external reason he expresses was to deliver this chanting of the holy name. I mean, he also came to reciprocate when Advaita Acharya called him. But in short, we can say that his external reason was to give this love of God to everybody through the chanting and to the glories of Krishna. So that was his external reason. And in one sense, external or internal is both internal. But for certain purposes, I'm assuming that Krishnadas Kaviraj mentions external and internal. So the first unique contribution that we see that Narottam Das Thakur did is followed in his footsteps. Lord Chaitanya made this prema so simple, so easy, so that everybody could take it. Everybody could take advantage of this prema. That was Lord Chaitanya's contribution, and that's the nature of prema. The nature of love is that you want to give love. That is the natural, that's just its quality, or I don't know what the word would be, but symptom of prema is that you want to give it to others. You have love, and love overflows, and you want to give it. And you want to give it in such a way that everybody can take it. Everybody can appreciate it. It doesn't make a difference who they are, what they are, if they can just take this love. But you have to give it in a way that's easy for others. So we see that Lord Chaitanya did that. So did Narottam. So did Narottam Das Thakur. The books that the Goswamis wrote, they wrote in Sanskrit. And, you know, they wrote in Sanskrit, and they were very high Sanskrit. It's only for those who can really understand Sanskrit. Now, and Lord Krishnadas Kaviraj, he actually wrote it in Bengali. He wrote Chaitanya Charitamrita in Bengali. But the Bengali in the CC is of the high class. It's kind of more closer to Sanskrit. It's kind of like you can think it's like Shakespeare in English. And Prabhupada repeatedly says that Narottam Das Thakur wrote his bhajans in simple Bengali language. He wrote things in simple Bengali language so that everybody could understand, because his bhajans contained the tattva also. So when he preached to everybody, he's preached in simple Bengali language. And in that way, he was able to approach or everybody was able to approach the philosophy that is given by Lord Chaitanya. In order for us to actually understand Narottam Das Thakur's contribution of what he did as far as the Bengali language, this is what Srila Prabhupada did. Srila Prabhupada, he gave us the books in a language that we could understand. So if we understand that if Srila Prabhupada hadn't come and hadn't translated the books in English, what would be our situation? And that is what Narottam Das Thakur did. So this way we can actually appreciate, when we think about Srila Prabhupada, what he did for us, Narottam Das Thakur did that for all the people at that time who did not understand Sanskrit, who could not understand the Shakespeare language of Krishnadas Kaviraj. He gave it in a very simple Bengali language for the simple people to be able to understand. So again, this is the nature of prema, is that you want to give to others. His second contribution, we see that Lord Chaitanya was on top of the Varnashram ladder. He was a Brahmana and he was a sannyasi. So as far as the Varnashram is concerned, he was on the topmost. And during those times, for a sannyasi to do what Lord Chaitanya was doing, that is going out on the streets, singing and dancing along with anybody and everybody, that was a no-no. You don't do that. And we know that people criticize. We know Prakashananda Saraswati was like, what are you doing? Why are you chanting like that? So people criticized, but again, this is a symptom of prema. You don't care. It's not like you're, in one sense, you're not mentally or intellectually not caring. Your heart is so much full of love that you don't care. And so you want to give it to anybody anyway. And so Lord Chaitanya did that. And even when Prakashananda Saraswati, he criticized, what did Lord Chaitanya do? He just took the very humble position. And because of his humility, even all the sannyasis, their hearts got changed and they took to what Lord Chaitanya was giving to them. In Narottam Das Thakur, he was not born as a Brahmin and he was not a sannyasi. In his case, he was actually born from a Kayastha family, which was considered as a Shudra family. And so Narottam Das Thakur, not being a Brahmin, he didn't care for that either. Again, the norm, just like Lord Chaitanya broke the norms, Narottam Das Thakur also broke the norms. And again, it's not to break the norms, it's that was his love was overflowing with prema, that so many people were attracted to Narottam Das Thakur's bhajans, his preaching, that even brahmanas would come and wanting to take initiation from Narottam Das Thakur. And at that point, there are always some envious people who cause trouble. So I'm going to read from, again, this book, Life and Times of Narottam Das Thakur. Seeing the glories of Narottam Das Thakur, the society of smarter brahmanas roasted with envy. A large faction of them went to Raj Narsingha and petitioned him. They told him, Maharaj, if you don't rescue the brahmanas, your reputation will be ruined and your death will be assured. Yeah, I mean, they're saying about for him, but actually they themselves were feeling that. But anyway, they said, the son of Raja Krishnananda Dutt, Narottam Das Thakur, is a Shudra and yet he dares to make disciples of the Brahmanas. If this goes on, we shall all be drowned like the members of the Yadu dynasty. And then Raja Nrisimha said, don't worry, I shall protect you. But please tell me, what is to be done? And so they said, let's go to Khetri Gram, and that's where Narottam was. And they had a pundit, Rupa Narayan. He said, so we'll take Rupa Narayan, and he can go and have a debate with Narottam Das Thakur. And so when Ganga Narayan Chakrabarti, who is one of the Brahmin disciples, and Ramachandra Kaviraj, which we hear his name, which is Narottam Das Thakur's buddy, he was Srinivas Acharya's disciple, but Narottam and Ramachandra was very, very close. And so when they heard that, they were like really upset, and they said, okay, why should we have Narottam Das Thakur waste his time talking to this Rupa Narayan? So let's do something. And so we have heard this story so many times, Chaturatma Prabhu telling his story. I got his blessings before I spoke today. He's the one who is the acharya of telling all these stories. He smilingly, shyly, hesitatingly, you know, gave me his blessings. We'll have to wait for him in October, I think, to hear Narottam Das Thakur's pastimes. But anyway, so they, one became a panwala, and the other became a, dressed himself as a potter, selling those clay pots. And both those occupations are considered very low. So they were, they set themselves in the outside gates, knowing that Rupa Narayan and everybody is going to come. So Rupa Narayan sent some of his disciples to go and get some pots to cook, because they were camped outside his place, the kingdom. And so then when these disciples came, who were pundits, they came to get some pots, they saw this panwala and this potwala talking in Sanskrit. And they were like, okay, you know, again. And so anyway, so then they started having an argument, and in Sanskrit they started having a debate, and the pundits, they were like, wow, this is their Narottam Das Thakur's panwala and potwala? They were like shocked. And so, and they were defeated, so they felt humbled. In the meantime, Rupa Narayan, their real pundit, came along with the king, Raja Nrisimha. And so when Rupa Narayan goes there, then he's seeing what's going on, and then he started getting to the debate with the panwala and the potwala, and sure enough, he also got defeated. So then, when Raja Nrisimha came there, he said, oh my God. He said, what are you going to do? You're going to go to Narottam Das Thakur and debate with him? But you got defeated by his panwala and potwala. What are you going to do? And so, so they realized that that was not the thing to do. So that evening, Raja Nrisimha and Rupa Narayan, they had a dream in a dream Durga Devi came and said, you need to go and take shelter of Narottam Das Thakur. And so they went there. And this is, again, the nature of prema. We're talking about prema today. So when they approached Narottam Das Thakur, Narottam Das Thakur received them with great affection and with all due respect, offering them a seat, he said, I am very fortunate to have the company of such highly learned and noble personages such as your good selves. Raja Nrisimha and Rupa Narayan were overwhelmed at Narottam's polite and gentle Vaishnava behavior, and fell prostrate at his lotus feet, begging forgiveness for their offenses. So we see that Narottam Das Thakur received that prema, and we see those symptoms, same symptoms that that Lord Chaitanya manifested so many times, and specifically what was, as remembering, was Prakashananda Saraswati. He did the same. one thing that I was thinking, that how actually Narottam Das Thakur doing so, initiating people from higher caste into initiated by him who was from a lower caste, that was a very, very revolutionary thing. We know that when Srila Prabhupada went to Vrindavan and took his Western devotees, you know, the caste Goswamis there then did not accept the Western devotees as Vaishnavas. They did not accept that. However, in time, we see that that recognition is being made for Srila Prabhupada's followers. I remember, it must be 4 years ago, or 5 years ago, I went to, attended a retreat with Indraduna Swami during Kartik time. And in one of the yatra we went, there was this young boy who was, you know, maybe in early 20s, and he was attending, and talking to him, I found out that he was actually from the caste Goswamis, Gopal Bhatt Goswami, and I think his father's one side was from Gopal Bhatt and another was from another Goswami, I forget. But he was there in the retreat, in the Indradyumna Maharaj's retreat. And guess what? He got initiated by Indraduna Swami. We can see, you know, how much Srila Prabhupada would have so much felt so proud of what he has done, and how his followers are following him. This brings Srila Prabhupada's name when we as followers act in ways that glorify Srila Prabhupada. We're glorifying Srila Prabhupada, and so we see that how that is happening. And we see that also otherwise, so many South Indian Brahmanas are getting initiated in ISKCON by devotees who were born in family that are not even in the Varnashram system. Yeah, Malechas. So this is Srila Prabhupada's glory. And so we can understand what Narottam Das Thakur, again, I'm bringing all this point for us to understand what Narottam Das Thakur did, so we can appreciate his contribution. Even, I'm thinking about Prabir Prabhu today. His family was from Bangladesh, so his family was actually initiated in Gauriya Math. They come from Gauriya Math Vaishnav. His name is Mahanam Vrat Brahmachari. And he actually came to the West in 1934, this devotee, and he did his PhD in the University of Chicago, and did his thesis in Jiva Goswami Satsandarbhas in 1934. There was some conference or something, and then he was invited to come for that. But his disciple, I forget his name unless I've written here. Navani Bandhu Brahmachari. Prabir Prabhu actually got initiated, you know, before he came to ISKCON, he got initiated by this devotee, Navani Bandhu Brahmachari. And when Prabir Prabhu came to the West in 1995, he met with ISKCON devotees. So he asked this devotee, his guru, a disciple of Mahanam Vrata Brahmachari, he asked him that, can he serve in ISKCON? Because he saw these Vaishnavas, so he was very attracted and he wanted to associate. It's a very interesting thing what his Diksha Guru told him. He told him, yes, you may serve in ISKCON. He says, but be careful He says devotees in ISKCON are very advanced. Can you imagine that? You can imagine the humility in this Vaishnava. But you can imagine that instruction that he gave to him is something that we all can actually take that. Again, this is Srila Prabhupada's glory for what he has created. And by the way, make sure you give today Prabir Prabhu congratulations, because he is going to get his second initiation by Varshana Maharaj. So he's actually formally going to take via Zoom. He is going to be taking formal initiation, and he'll be a formal member of ISKCON. So please give a Hari Bol to Prabir Prabhu. So this is Bhakti Narottam Das Thakur. So this is his symptom of prema, that he gave freely and he didn't care how people criticized or whatever, praised or criticized, he gave it. Didn't make a difference whether they were Brahmins or whether they were Shudras or whether they're lower. And this is again a manifestation of prema. Now the last part of this contribution, oh God, there's so many. I'll skip something. Anyway, one thing I would say, that another thing before I go to the internal prema that was manifested internally, one last thing was that I cannot not mention, that is the Kheturi festival that Narottam Das Thakur inaugurated. And that festival is so important, because what that festival did was it brought all different sects together under one umbrella. Because after Lord Chaitanya left, things went here and there. Things, I was just talking to our Gainesville scholar, Krishna Abhishek Prabhu, and he said after Lord Chaitanya left, actually things went really down. And so therefore those Goswami's literature were very, very important. But then they came to the east. And so that's another thing that Narottam Das Thakur did with Shyamananda and Srinivas. Those names have to be mentioned. And so when he brought all those books and everything, then he later on performed the first Gopurnim festival. And that's a very important point. And Lord Chaitanya actually also did the same thing. When Lord Chaitanya would do the Rath Yatras, and we hear that they were all different kind of groups would come together. There, Krishnadas Kaviraj used the word sampradaya. So all different sampradayas came together and did kirtan. That was Lord Chaitanya bringing everybody together. So Narottam Das Thakur did that too. So we're running out of time, so I'm gonna rush and get to the last part of my class, is Lord Chaitanya's prema, his internal ecstasy. So I was mentioning that he came for external reasons and internal reasons. And we do understand from Krishnadas Kaviraj's CC that his reasons for internal reasons was to taste Radharani's love. And we see that manifesting in Gambhira in his last years. And it's so hard to read that part of the CC, and I won't even want to say it, but what he did when he was in so much ecstasy and so much pain altogether, pain and ecstasy. And so in that viraha, in that separation, Pushkar Prabhu yesterday was talking about the highest pinnacle of prema is he said, Vaishnava viraha. The pain, the separation from the Vaishnava. And so we see that Narottam Das Thakur does so in his bhajans. Srila Gaur Kishore Das Babaji, he once one time somebody had asked him how to get prema, and he told them, he told the inquirer to go to the market with 5 annas and purchase two books by Srinivasa Das Thakur, Prarthana and Sri Prema Bhakti Chandrika. He instructed that by reading and meditating on the contents of these two books daily, one will develop love of God. Before I forget, could you put Gaurangera Dutipada on the screen there? I forgot to mention that. Radhakrishna Prabhu, if you can help, if you need some help. Gaurangera Dutipada. He instructed that by reading and meditating on the contents of these two books daily, one will develop love of God. Can you imagine? Just by doing that. Srila Prabhupada, he said that the prayers of Narottam Das Thakur, he said, this sound is above the material platform. It is directly from the spiritual platform. And one thing he said, and there is no need of understanding the language. It is just like a thunder burst. Everyone can hear the sound of thunder. There is no misunderstanding. Similarly, these songs are above the material platform, and they crack like thunder within your heart. This is what Srila Prabhupada is saying about Narottam Das Thakur. Keshav Prabhu, I will need you to have the be on the mridanga. So, it's not there yet. Mother Nanda was saying on Nityananda Trayodashi, she was saying that how every day, but especially on these appearance days, when we ask for blessings, the personality is more giving, more willing, more extra compassionate, extra. So today is Narottam Das Thakur's appearance day. So we can all, in our house, make a point that we chant some bhajans for him, some bhajans, at least one bhajan. We can sit together with our family members and chant. And it's just so sweet to sit down and chant. The other day we were chanting, and at Nityananda's appearance, it was just so nice. Some ladies got together and they were, so just chant. And if you can't sing in tune, sing it off tune. If you don't play any instrument, that's all right. Clap your hands. Be like those Vrindavan ladies. They always chant off tune and whatever. But they're in ecstasy while they're chanting. Yeah, they're just so amazing. So please remember to chant today from Narottam Das Thakur's bhajans. And if you're like me, who will hear class and feel inspired, but then I go home and I forget to do so, I thought, let me just chant one together here. And so that in that way, in case you forget, you can remember, or you can at least chant one here. So we're going to chant Gaurangera Dutipada. Srila Prabhupada writes a very nice purport for this song, so please take the time to read that purport. But Prabhupada is saying we don't need to understand even the language. But basically in this bhajan, Narottam Das Thakur is talking about the glories of Gauranga Mahaprabhu and how Mahaprabhu's by hearing about his glories, when hearts become soft, and certainly when one's hearts become soft, then the prema comes. And he's also talking about that there is no difference between Mahaprabhu's associates and Lord Krishna's associates. So he's making many different points, and then in the end he says that whether you're in the household life or in the forest, if you chant Gauranga's name, I want your association. So Let's sing this. Let's put our heart in here together. We have a few more minutes so we can chant this very beautiful song. And please hear Srila Prabhupada singing this. This bhajan is so, so beautiful. Your heart will crack, like Prabhupada said, like thunder. Thunder with, crack like thunder within your heart. So, yeah, let's start.
Thank you.
everybody, please chant these bhajans that Narottam Das Thakur has written for all of us. Actually, we do chant one every day, every day in the morning. Shri Guru Charana Padma, that's a song. So, thank you everybody for your kind attention. Hare Krishna. Hare Bol.